Hey, Patrick Coffin here. Hope you're having a great COVID-19 lockdown experience. Hope it's getting better in light of the great things around the corner. I want to talk about one of the most common places on earth to lose your Catholic faith, and that is Catholic universities or colleges. Yes, there are some exceptions, and you can read about them in the Cardinal Newman Guide to Choosing a Catholic College in the link below. But most Catholic colleges and universities are so envious of Ivy League places like Yale and Princeton and Harvard that from the late 60s onward, they've totally cut themselves off from the magisterium of the Catholic Church, or almost totally. In a July weekend in 1967, a group of liberal Catholic university professors and administrators met at Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, and they produced a document that's essentially the divorce proceedings of the legal and moral relationship between the teaching church and the teaching institution known as the Catholic University. The main player behind that statement was Father Ted Hesburgh, the late longtime president of Notre Dame University. Another high-profile signatory was then Father Theodore McCarrick, now known as Uncle Ted the Molester, the highest-ranking homosexual predator priest in Catholic Church history. Significantly, another signatory of the Land O'Lakes statement was a guy called John Coghlan, a leftist scholar representing the Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions. It's not even quite clear what he was doing there at all, except that he was a celebrated intellectual, as Flannery O'Connor would put it. Coghlan had been a religion editor of the New York Times and was a ghostwriter of John F. Kennedy's infamous 1960 speech to Houston Baptists, in which he basically promised to be a bad Catholic and to never violate the sacred dogma of the separation of church and state. Mr. Coghlan later dissented from Humanae Vitae and ended up becoming an Episcopalian. These are just three of a long list of bad fruits of the Land O'Lakes statement. It goes without saying at this point that colleges and universities hire professors that are far and away more liberal, more progressive, and more radical than the average American. This has been proven time and again by poll after poll. A lesser-known chapter of that story is the very out-of-proportion number of liberal administrators of these colleges and universities. You know, the folks who set the policy and do the hiring and the firing of the teachers. Universities have become bad idea factories. Young Christian freshmen walk in the front doors in the first year and they have no idea that for the next 4 years or so, they're going to be propagandized day in and day out by a consistent set of isms beyond the obvious threat to faith posed by atheism. I'll give you five examples because I'm writing a book about dangerous isms. Number one, relativism, which was called a dictatorship by then Cardinal Ratzinger on the day before he was elected as Pope Benedict XVI. Number two, scientism, which is a corruption of the scientific method that assumes that science alone or science incorporated is the arbiter of ultimate reality. Number three, materialism, which presupposes that matter is the ultimate reality and therefore there's no God, no angels, no soul, and I don't know how you could prove that there's love under materialism. Feminism, which is a hatred of femininity and a frontal attack on the institution of marriage and on men in general. I know it's popular to talk about Christian feminism, and I know John Paul II used the phrase once or twice, but I think it was a mistake. It's an oxymoron. Like democratic socialism or integral communism, feminism as such can't be domesticated by adding a pious adjective. Finally, number five, skepticism, especially in its radical form, is a popular product sold by colleges and universities today. You're supposed to doubt everything, question every authority at all levels, except maybe the authority of the professor and the expensive textbook that was handed to you. The reason I say Catholic universities on the whole are more injurious to faith than secular ones is that there's an expectation that a Catholic university is going to reflect the teachings of the church and that this environment is going to pervade the whole campus. Well, this rarely happens. Most of the theology departments, to use one example, at Catholic universities, not to mention the English department, the political science department, history and sociology departments, they're all controlled more or less by the left. It's become a cliche to say that someone was a product of Catholic education or that they were, went up through Jesuit universities. It's become a cliche for someone to say that they were the product of a Catholic education or they graduated from a Catholic university like Georgetown or Notre Dame or Loyola Marymount, to use a couple of examples, because you know the next part of that sentence is that they've freed their minds from the rigid fundamentalism of the Catholic Church and have accepted the premises of the sexual revolution and all the perversions that flow therefrom. In the name of what? Academic freedom. That's the new false god. Let's look at skepticism for a second, because it's a great example. Most mainstream scripture scholarship in the Catholic higher education world is run by modernists and dissenters. Once you teach students that the New Testament, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are not trustworthy accounts of the life of Jesus Christ, it's very easy to give them implicit permission to act according to their own impulses. Why? Because if the authority of the church can't be trusted in the very founding documents of the religion, why? Because too many years went by between the life of Christ and the writings of the Gospels, then why should anyone trust the authority of the church when it says things like, save yourself from marriage? Dr. E. Michael Jones, in his book Degenerate Moderns, summarizes modernity itself as the battle between these two alternatives. Either you submit desires to truth, or you submit truth to your desires. You have to decide. And you have a better chance of making the right decision if you're not brainwashed by the isms that are packaged and sold by higher education, especially and including Catholic higher education. Legal scholar Dr. Charles Rice was a longtime professor at Notre Dame who providentially died within a day of Father Ted Hesburgh in 2015. I had the privilege of interviewing Professor Rice before he died. This is a man who served in the U.S. Marine Corps, who was the father of 10, grandfather of dozens, and he was the beloved assistant coach of the Notre Dame Boxing Club. He said the case could be made that Catholic parents should consider class action lawsuits against Catholic universities on the basis of false advertising if they don't teach the faith. And this was for the same reason that parents could sue the Hershey's Chocolate Company if their products contained poison. Truth in advertising, right? Many so-called Catholic universities feature photographs of priests with their Roman collars on and pretty shots of the chapel whenever they want to fundraise for the institution. But it's bait and switch after that, as is the case with the University of San Diego, which has not been an actually Catholic university for many years, despite the Catholic-ish public image they prop up when capital campaign time comes around. This global house arrest too shall pass. But the choice of where to go to university or where to send your kids to university or not will remain. I predict more and more Christian parents will encourage their teens to start businesses, to become entrepreneurs, or to go to trade schools where they can learn skills that are immediately and practically beneficial to themselves and to those they'll serve. That option obviously isn't for everyone, but it sure beats losing your soul for a couple of letters after your name. Subscribe to this channel, hit that notification bell, join Coffin Nation, the free 30-day COVID-19 lockdown trial ends May 31st, 2020. So jump aboard. Love to see you on the inside. We talk about faith, culture, comedy, movies, how to keep your kids Catholic, and everything else in between. CoffinNation.com. In the meantime, be a saint. What else is there?